Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, ThorChain Data Space Jam, hosted by Flipside Crypto. Let's take a listen.
Orion, we're going to do a really quick mic check if you want to just unmute and make sure that everybody can hear you.
Sure. GM, everyone, how does this sound?
Amazing. You're loud and clear. Can you hear a lawnmower in my background, or does that not come through?
I cannot.
Okay. Neighbor just started with like a big old weed whacker or whatever, but as long as it's not a problem, I won't relocate. I think we'll give everybody another minute or two just to get settled, and then we'll jump into it.
Yeah, the timing is classic there. I feel like whenever I hop in a meeting, that's exactly when some like huge trash truck starts driving by.
I'm still waiting for either like a Discord integration or something that lets you, you know, screen share on Twitter Spaces. I've been on Spaces with like, I don't know, 200 people or whatever that just can't handle the load. You would think that for a gazillion dollar company, they would have upgraded the infrastructure, but there's still no one good presentation solution for Web3, unless someone knows the one that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, none that I know of. And yeah, you know, Ryan, we're also saying how like it only really works on mobile, not on desktop. And for me, I'm like always on desktop. So I keep waiting for that feature to come out too.
Well, we may as well kick it off. And then if people trickle in, that's fine. Let's do a round of introductions. Kellen, if you want to start and then kick it over to Ryan, and I'll go last. And then we can dive into our agenda.
Great. That sounds good. Hey, everybody. My name's Kellen. I'm a data scientist for Flipside Crypto. And yeah, I've been working a lot with ThorChain the last, maybe like 8, 9, 10 months now. And yeah, I have really enjoyed working with the ecosystem, and yeah, I just think it's a super important part of the ecosystem. And so yeah, I've been working with Orion and sort of getting our data in order, and yeah, so that's me.
GM, everyone. Yeah, my name's Orion. I'm a kind of community developer advocate contributor on ThorChain. I work for Nine Realms, and my team is really focused on helping to level up and deliver ThorChain. Super excited to be here to speak with everyone. I've like personally have been working with the Flipside data for a while and have found it super valuable, and then was really excited to be able to work with Flipside to bring the ThorChain data to our community, and then also, you know, more broadly introduce new analysts to Thorchain and go through the really rich data that Thorchain has to offer. Thorchain's unique as it sits kind of at the crossroads of crypto. And as a data nerd, it seems like a really rich thing for folks to dig into. And then also there are very pressing and valuable questions to answer to help both support the network and defend it from economic and other attacks.
Well, that'll be hard for me to follow up, but I'll try. I'm GJ. I do community at Flipside, among other things. Would call myself a passionate amateur for Thorchain, still trying to wrap my head around its value proposition, which I would characterize as unique, which is unusual for crypto. A lot of things are just forks of other things, or they promise, you know, more transactions per second, more security faster. I think Thorchain offers, you know, something that's really unique in the space, which is what makes me excited about it. I'm also the resident sort of Terra Maxi at Flipside. And so the integration there is also something that's really exciting for me. And so I've been excited for the project for close to a year now. It's been really fun to, you know, like stressful at times, but fun to watch the ups and downs. And we're super excited to be working, you know, so closely with Nine Realms and with Thorchain more broadly. So let's, you know, jump right into it. I think the fundamental thesis, you know, underlying a lot of this is a cross-chain one. It's that cross-chain is going to become increasingly important, and that proposes some really thorny and difficult security challenges, among others. And then on the marketing side, user acquisition and the challenge of how do you get people both a smooth and seamless, you know, integrated experience to go from one chain to another. And then once they do that, how do you get them to stay and explore and contribute and develop and evolve? And so I'll speak a little bit more about that. But Kellen, let me kick it over to you first, and then Orion to talk about from your side about why, you know, basically why Flipside and why Nine Realms? Why does that make sense? How are we approaching these problems and, you know, trying to solve them from our unique, you know, partnership angle?
Yeah, that sounds good. I think definitely from Flipside's perspective, we're always looking to add chains that we think will be sort of pillars of the general crypto ecosystem and ones that have a chance to sort of last and make a big impact. So as you were saying earlier, Thorchain is super unique in what it provides and these sort of native swaps that it enables through sort of its technology. So we think sort of with this growing sort of like cross-chain ecosystem that's been growing within crypto, I think more and more chains, more and more L1s have sort of started gaining a strong foothold and strong user base. So I think having something that allows you to like sort of swap from one chain to another natively is super powerful. And as someone that's used a lot of different like bridges and like kind of tried a lot of different ways to kind of go from one chain to another, the Thorchain experience is a lot smoother and a lot easier, and in a lot of cases, a lot cheaper than some of the alternatives. From us being able to work with a chain that provides that level of value was a slam dunk. And I also think just sort of Thorchain's community is super strong. Thorchain itself has been through a lot of like ups and downs, and as you would expect with something that's sort of on the frontier of building new technology in the crypto space. But through it all, they've been super resilient, and we've been super impressed with their community. So kind of between the technology and the community they provide, and then also it just fits well with us. We have a lot of data on different chains that Thorchain supports. So Terra and Ethereum, we already have data for them. So being able to paint the whole picture when someone makes a swap is a really cool feature that we can kind of add there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. As part of the multi-chain kind of thesis, you know, users are flowing across chains for various use cases. And like surfacing data to be able to understand how a user works across all of these different ecosystems, I think is a really valuable kind of tool for builders in kind of Web3 and crypto to be able to kind of understand, what are their users doing and where are they going, so that we can start to kind of understand more holistically, how does value and liquidity, how does that all flow around all of these different ecosystems? And from kind of the data nerd side, Thorchain offers an easy way to introspect all of that. But as GJ and Kellen were saying, Thorchain is a complex beast, and managing the Thorchain itself and all of the connected chains, represents some difficulties or just challenges, technical challenges in how we organize that data. The Kellen and the team at Flipside have done an incredible job building out some derived tables to make that easier. But this is just the beginning, and I'm excited to work with the Flipside community and Flipside team in order to make more data available in easier to consume patterns as well.
So let me go a little bit out of order from what we talked about. From the perspective of Nine Realms, what do you look to Flipside as a data provider, but also as a community and sort of community accelerator to do? How does having both of those elements, add value to the Thorchain ecosystem, but specifically, what problems can be solved by programmatic access to on-chain analytics, coupled with a really active and engaged analyst base?
Yeah, great question. So Flipside has kind of leveled up the data access for our community significantly. And what we're seeing now is two awesome kind of superpowers that's provided. One is allowing the Thorchain community to really dig into the data behind Thorchain. And that's surfacing, things, bugs and that sort of thing, which has been a real big or awesome kind of feedback loop in order to improve Thorchain. And then also on the flip side aspect of things, there's a very talented group of analysts that are able to have kind of some context in crypto, build up their context on Thorchain, and then are able to provide insights in terms of how funds are flowing across the network, and other insights that also kind of surface important things around what's the economic status of Thorchain, what's working, what's not, and all of that kind of ties into this feedback loop of helping to inform devs and the Thorchain community on where are areas that we want to improve. As like at Nine Realms specifically, we leverage Flipside daily. We have lots of kind of ad hoc questions that we want to answer and are digging into Flipside data to be able to help us understand that. We also really love the fact that through the platform we can create APIs really quickly and get those into tools to support people in an hour rather than it being a longer process. So it just has helped the dev cycle to accelerate tremendously to be able to ask questions, get answers, and then take action. I think kind of moving forward, what I'd really like to do, and this will be an ongoing process, is working even closer with Flipside to kind of establish some additional tables and an analysis that can be done so that we can create more health metrics around Thorchain, observe those, dig into why behavior is the way that it is, and then also make suggestions around if we can modify this, that, or the other thing, this might lead to either more liquidity being added or more swap volume and that sort of thing. I think it's a real like virtuous cycle, and it all kind of starts with making things accessible for our community, and then devs asking questions to get folks to start digging.
Yeah, from our side, the Thorchain ecosystem is super interesting. As I mentioned, because the ability to do native swaps cross-chain is just so powerful. And for us as a multi-chain data provider, we have Ethereum data, Solana, Terra, Polygon as well. But having some of these chains, you know, we can sort of provide this complete picture of these swaps start to finish, which is a super, super interesting thing to be able to do in crypto. We talk about people, a lot of layer one ecosystems talk about active users, but someone can be an active user across multiple ecosystems, and a lot of people are. Up to this point, that's been really difficult to track, you know, just from a data perspective, you know, the journey start to finish. And if someone is active on one chain, what other chains are they active on? And what are they doing? Are they swapping? Are they providing liquidity? Are they just creating a wallet and sitting there? And so we are working towards being able to track some of those user journeys and then understand the user profiles for people who are involved in various ecosystems. And ThorChain is a terrific integrator or incubator for that type of analysis. So let me pause really quickly for questions and also put a site out there for anyone who hasn't seen it. ThorChain.vision is one of the things that we've worked on so far that we're really proud of. I'll take a quick pause for questions, and then Kellen, I'll put you on the hook to talk about a little bit what went into that, what we're trying to do with it. Cool. We'll keep rolling. Kellen, I'm going to mute and put you on the hook.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, over the summer and this fall, Flipside has been, we've been working on sort of building out different dashboards for ThorChain. So as GJ mentioned, we compiled them into this ThorChain.vision site, and that comprises of three different components. So one is this LP calculator that Angela, who's another data scientist on the Flipside team, put together. And it's this really awesome tool that lets you put in various inputs in terms of which pool on ThorChain you're LPing into, as well as like the time frame you're looking to LP for, and it will calculate the estimated earnings on that liquidity. And one unique thing that ThorChain provides is impermanent loss protection. And so as an LPer, I've definitely felt this before, where you put in two tokens into a pool, and 2 months later, you actually end up with less than you would have if you just held because of this impermanent loss effect. So ThorChain has this really cool feature where, if that's the case, they will actually pay you sort of a like insurance amount to make up for that. And it's this sliding scale over 100 days. So if you're in the pool for over 100 days, you're fully protected. But yeah, this LP calculator helps you from a liquidity providing perspective know how much you're expected to make as an LP. And then the other one is kind of how Orion had mentioned sort of these health metrics for ThorChain. So we built this ThorChain console, which has maybe 10 or 15 various metrics over time. That show the health and the development of ThorChain. So things like swaps, number of users, TVL, and you can sort of toggle on different pools and different chains. So yeah, that's sort of all compiled into this ThorChain.vision. And then also shown there are our bounty submissions. So one thing we do with ThorChain is run these bounty problems where our analysts will tackle these various analytical requests for ThorChain, and then those submissions will then kind of get reviewed and publicized, and sort of the insights will be shared with the community. And so those bounty submissions are also on that ThorChain.vision site.
Yeah, I'd also add, just as part of the ThorChain community, one thing that's been super valuable for me is, if I have a question, I go to the bounty site on ThorChain.vision and start, searching to see if there's a question that's similar. And then that gives me like a starting place whether I need to write a query or I'm providing some information to somebody else. So that's been super valuable. Yeah, I would love to work with you guys to make that even more searchable, so that we can get people started as quickly as possible.
I had trouble unmuting for a hot second there. Want to transition from tooling to bounties a little bit, since that's sort of the stock and trade for the Flipside community analytics program. So there's the custom tooling, and then there's the broader bounty program, which sort of slots into two areas. One of them is driving new users to experience the ecosystem. We do that with a simple set of onboarding steps. But the meat of the program, once that's kicked off and we've aroused some excitement and energy, is weekly bounties. And so we source questions from the community at large, from Twitter, certainly from Nine Realms, and then just from our own research and experience, and synthesize those and release those as weekly or sometimes every 2 weeks for difficult questions bounties. And we pay in Rune for people who are willing to tackle those and do our best to circulate the best submissions out back to the community. So several goals with that program. And I'm also always happy to dig into more detail. But first and foremost, it gets people into the data. Getting your hands dirty is a terrific way to learn. Second, it answers burning questions that can be answered with on-chain analytics. And third, it creates these signature pieces and these outputs that enable people who may not have the SQL or the technical acumen to do it themselves, but can still read, and in that way become data-driven and informed and conversant in what's going on in ThorChain. And then the magic is that we've seen, through extensive benchmarking and tracking, which Kellen has done great work in designing, that people who earn Rune through this type of program tend to not dump it. We've benchmarked this versus airdrops and various other chains. And just time after time, we see that people who go through this process of learning and research and work to get their hands on native tokens end up hodling them instead of selling them, which we think is super, super powerful. There are a couple potential drivers to that. But the bottom line is that this is a way to create people who are really passionate stakeholders and to reward them for contributing to the ecosystem, which is something that a lot of projects struggle with. A lot of projects, really have trouble getting and retaining people as opposed to the next, shiny object that's offering a higher APY. And so we're really proud of this. We've put a ton of work into this model and refining it and making it go. But that is the crux of the bounty program. You are creating stakeholders while also creating powerful data-driven outputs to enhance the ecosystem. Kellen, did I miss anything salient there?
Yeah, no, I think you covered it really well. You touched on sort of we run these analytics in terms of people getting bounties from Flipside versus airdrops. And we found that sort of generally users that are getting tokens from Flipside hodl at 3 times the rate that people that are getting airdrops typically hodl. So really, really strong metrics for Flipside there in terms of the bounty process seems to generate more understanding and knowledge and conviction in the chain or the protocol they're working on. And I think that part's super valuable.
I'd also just add one thing that I've been seeing is folks that are engaged with the bounty program, are also, I'm seeing those folks show up in the ThorChain Dev Discord asking questions and participating in conversations. And I think that that's been a super valuable thing is, bringing engaged folks that want to do some analysis and dig deeper, into the ThorChain ecosystem. That's led to a lot of really interesting conversations and just framing of different analysis that has also kind of come out of that work. So yeah, it's been a great boon to the ThorChain ecosystem and just really appreciate it.
Let's talk data tables really quick. A half an hour is usually about all you can ask for on a Twitter space. So really quickly, what we're doing with adding some new tables and making it easier for people to get involved.
Yeah, kind of like Orion had mentioned before, we have done a ton of work sort of getting the base tables down and are transitioning into how do we build more tables that make analysis easier or easier to glean sort of these health metrics about the ecosystem. So yeah, that's definitely part of the plan, is particularly working with Orion and Nine Realms in the community to know, hey, which tables are sort of highest priority for us to add to make analysis more easy for these important questions.
As we identify, you know, those kind of those tables, what's the best way for us to kind of communicate that to the Flipside team? Kind of curious. I know that there's a lot of folks that have ideas along that front. How is that working currently, and what's the plan?
Yeah, GJ, maybe you have thoughts on this too. I would generally say maybe like tag me in the ThorChain channel in the Discord, and then from there, either I'll see it or someone else will see it, and we can kind of circle up internally to figure out what next steps are there.
Yeah, I think the technical term is slide into our DMs. But for what this is worth, we have community members who are, you know, getting deep into the data. And so I think like slowly introducing people who become aficionados into the dev Discord and just getting people slowly to be more active, you know, just will give us more, you know, points of contact and more people who are conversant and able to translate those asks into requirements for building quickly. But, you know, collaboration, like, it's sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's easy. So far with Nine Realms, it's been really easy. So just more of the same, I think, would be great.
Awesome. I just, I have a soapbox to stand on. I also wanted to shout out to a few folks in the audience. I know ThorChimp has been thinking about new metrics around, you know, how we can kind of show the kind of network performance around like what is a moving past kind of TVL. So if folks are thinking about those sorts of things, like raise those conversations. I think it's really important, you know, across DeFi to have kind of new metrics that kind of get a little bit deeper into things, so that we can really kind of understand like how do we contextualize ThorChain compared to, you know, other DEXs in the space, and then, you know, to bridges and all those sorts of things. I think there's a lot of work that we can be done there.
Yeah, I'll say this while we're on soapboxes. One of the cool things about the community-enabled analytics model is that you can, you know, turn the dials. If something is more important or more timely, you can pay more rune for it. You can activate just a small subset of analysts on it. You can vary the time frame. And so as opposed to a centralized analytics function where you have a bunch of full-time people, you have all the sunk costs that go into keeping your analytics staff, and typically you have a few overworked analysts. I say as a former, you know, corporate overworked analyst, you know, having a decentralized model of people all over the world who can collaborate on something 24/7 and work really hard in focused sprints, and also can choose, you know, what specific areas they want to maximize their knowledge and, you know, fulfill their passions. Like that leads to some really powerful outcomes that you can sort of turn on and turn off and modulate. And one critical piece of that is interesting questions. You know, ThorChain is super, super dynamic and evolving compared to some other protocols. I would say compared to most protocols. So we need to fuel the engine. You know, we're always looking for quality questions. That's oftentimes even harder than the analysis, is just, you know, finding questions and shaping them and refining them. Once we've done that, you can sort of release the wolves on it and just activate people. So if you've got questions or if you've got ideas for things that can be solved by a pretty hungry, passionate, distributed, you know, global analyst community, you know, at us. We are basically out of time, but if anyone has real quick questions, happy to promote you to speaker. Otherwise, like I said, Discord is open. You know, you have our Twitter handles now over at Flipside. And, you know, the Nine Realms folks, you can pass things through them as well if you like, and they'll make our way over to us on our end. All right, cool. Orion, anything you want to wrap up with or conclude with?
Yeah, I just want to close with a big shout out to the Flipside Analyst community. Thank you a ton from the ThorChain devs and ThorChain community. Also, shout out to Flipside. We really appreciate all the work that you guys have been doing to support ThorChain and get to some actionable insights. It's been a really fantastic relationship, and I'm excited to see where we can go from here. So thanks a ton, and I know that it's been a lot of late nights recently with things, so wanted to just say thank you and share the gratitude.
Yeah, for sure, we appreciate that. Hashtag still early, so a lot of fun stuff coming. Stay tuned, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks all.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the ThorChain Data Space Jam, hosted by Flipside Crypto, recorded on Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. Got that damn Space Jam song stuck in my head now. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For terraspaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along, and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody want to rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday, and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent who listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist.
They're making pennies
per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw, shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointing too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.